It is Friday night, and we're out to dinner with some of your friends. And we're sitting all around a long table, draped in a tablecloth, and covered in everybody's plates and glasses. And the noise in the joint's so loud that you nearly have to shout to be heard more than one person away. And I can feel you rest your hand just so casually on my leg. You know it's been a long week, and your touch has such a profound effect on me at any time. But now, after all this, after having to go out straight away after coming home, knowing I won't have you to myself for a few more hours yet, at the very least. And just sends a jolt of electricity through me. And I can see you looking at me out of the corner of your eye. And you feel my pants shift, getting drawn up towards my waist, almost moving under your hand. And my body responds to the touch that it was craving. And I can feel, almost more clearly than I can see out of the corner of my eye, your smile. And I can feel your hand sliding upwards and tracing over the shape. And what all of a sudden makes these pants far too small for me to be wearing. And with a little squeeze around my bulge, you turn to me and smile and ask nice and clearly if I can go and get you another drink. Oh, sweetness. I'm not going to be played quite that easily. And I smile ever so sweetly at you. And say, of course. And I rest my hand on your leg and use the other to catch one of the server's attention and ask for a bottle of wine with two glasses. And with the way you're sitting in that dress, can feel the bare skin of your knee at my fingertips, even as my palm rests on the fabric. You can play that game. Oh, there must be all this pent-up desire in me. Your knee has never felt so silky to the touch. I almost smile at myself, and these thoughts are running through my head, and I'm deliberately following the conversation with little nods and a knowing look, even as my hand slides up the inside of your thigh, and riding and dress him a little further up. And as you can feel the air on your legs grow more and more, you can feel your hands squeeze at me a little tighter. And when you feel it's getting dangerously high, you can feel your hand pull away as if to stop me. Just when the server returns with that bottle and glasses. And as I thank them kindly, ask if you'd be able to hold these glasses out for me as I go to turn and pour a little wine into each. And as he places them in front of you, you're forced to use both hands to hold them steady. So wine slowly pours, glistening against the glass. And I smile at you so innocently. And have a blank look on your face. But your eyes dark. And you don't like surrendering this initiative. And I can feel your elbow at my upper arm, trying to slyly push me away. My hand climbs ever higher. But I'm not gonna be dissuaded. I know what I want now, and I'm gonna have it. And I can feel where your thigh disappears at the top. I trace it and find the edge of your panties. Skim my fingertips down along that line. And they meet the chair underneath you and along and up the other side. My fingers long enough to come back up and over and find the tip of the waistband and run along that line too. And I can feel you squirm a little, trying to be subtle about it. Trying to pull your stomach in to get away from me, but no, sweetheart. It's not gonna be so easy. And I make sure I can always see you out of the corner of my eye. And I can do this all night. I respond with simple answers to any question directed at us. And at least once, turn to you and ask for confirmation. All you can manage is a little nod and an affirmative. And my fingers slide down, you can feel the sides of my hand cupping you, pressing against your pussy lips through your panties. You don't want to admit it, but this turns you on. The thrill of being in the middle of some everyday situation. All these faces you know around, all oblivious to me touching you in such an intimate place in front of them all. And then my fingers slide underneath the fabric, pushing it to the side. I can feel your body almost jolt, and I wonder if you're gonna stand now and leave me. I press my forearm against your abdomen, my body language telling you, stay, you're mine. This is the game you started. Now this is the game I want to play, and you're not going anywhere. And you move your wine glass to your lips to cover up your indignation, and oh, you nearly cough on it. So I let the tip of my middle finger play between the labia. I can feel just how fucking wet you are for me, princess. And I love it. And hopefully they've seen you drinking enough wine to cover that flush in your cheeks. So I keep running little circles and letting my finger dip in and out. Around and in, and out and around, and you're all but fucking dripping. Make sure never to look straight at your face or draw anybody's attention to it. I can feel you pressing a little against me now. Your hips pushing up and forward, beckoning me on. You don't want to do this. Yeah, now, in front of everybody. But yet you do. You want to feel it. You love the thrill. And you're mortified at the fact that you might come. You might come here in front of everyone and you don't know what's going to happen. And I want to feel it too. I'm too far gone. I just want to feel it. Hear it, see it. You intoxicate me. And your cum is all mine. All mine, princess. And I turn to you just to brush my lips in your ear and let my breath float over it. And I murmur. I want it. Give it to me. I turn my head away again, just to give you that little moment to process it. When you feel the heel of my hand pressing in, just below your abdomen, and my fingers start to delve deeper inside of you, curling up to where my palm rests. So deep inside you, you feel like they're curling up towards your belly button. Pulsing and pushing and twisting. Your clit is fucking slick under my thumb. You're dripping fucking everywhere. I'm gonna have to push that seat in after you as soon as I pull it out and you get up, and I'll look like such a fucking gentleman. And you're gonna know that you came every fucking where. And then my wrists, my forearms, the only thing that keeps away my muscles moving, hidden beneath the line of the table. And the tablecloth, the only thing hiding, and I'm fucking that sweet little cunt of my fingers. And I can hear, cause I'm listening, your breath catch, and you bite your lip trying to muffle it. And trying to look straight ahead, not at anyone, not catch their eye. You don't want to be looking into one of your friend's eyes when you come all over my head for me, do you, baby? Because you're going to come for me. You're going to fucking come here in the middle of this restaurant all over my head. Oh, and mine. And you're helpless but to give me what I want. You know it. I know it. And I want it. I want it. And I want to feel you come. And I want to feel you clench on my fingers. And I want to feel you come as I push them in deep. So sweet. I feel your muscles rippling over me. It's trying to suck me in deeper. Squeezing it out. Washes over you, and you tremble, holding your composure so well. And as you finally let that breath you didn't know you were holding out, I let my hand slowly slide away again. You can feel gravity bring the hem of that dress down, at least a little. And I take my hand, still so slick in your comb. And I wipe off all my fingers except for one. on the serviette in my lap. I take that one finger and run around the rim of my wine glass, and then of yours, and lean over and whisper into your ear, "Good girl." And then I raise my glass to you in a toast. With a little smile in my eye, I toast us moments to savor.